Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Raw.
Yes, you are.
Thanks for that confirmation.
And I am Shri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
You know, this is such a magical moment, isn't it? Here we are. It's December 10. We're riding this retrograde, and we are experiencing the gift of so many energies. And what's happening right now, especially this week, is this rich opportunity to truly have your eyes wide open, to see through the veil with an awareness, with a love, with a depth, with a clarity that will shift your life forever. And Shri, this is such an exciting show because we are really diving into that.
You know, to see through the veil is a way of talking about appreciating deeper levels of truth.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciating that which is behind perceptual habit. Learning something new, feeling something more expanded, having a new context for your experience.
Yeah.
There's so many ways that the veil, the relaxing of the veil will help you enrichen your life experience.
Well, absolutely. And you know, guys, speaking of enriching life experiences, this is a community. We come together every week in beautiful community to support each other, to grow with each other, to expand with each other. And if you want to jump into today's conversation, be sure to give us a call at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, remember, when you call in, if you get a busy signal, it just means all of those lines are already full. However, when you get through, stay patient, stay on hold, because we will get to you as soon as we can. This is another gift of coming together. And today, eyes are wide open. I love it, Shri.
Eyes wide open. Well, this brings up all kinds of things because
in every way.
Because so often in life, we only see that which we believe.
Mm.
We only see that which we want to see.
Well, that's really accurate.
And what we want to see are things that confirm our opinions and our beliefs.
A very famous person or a very, very wise person once said, perception is reality.
And what you perceive becomes the foundational evidence to support your reality.
So what happens when your perception expands, your authenticity rises, and your heart ignites?
Well, that's called growth.
Yes, it's called recognizing the deep blessing of the true reality that is usually lying behind layers and layers of density illusion.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things about growth is that it's always resisted to some extent. Even those of you that are seasoned travelers that have been through so much in life, so many experiences and have evolved, there's an innate reaction to growth that it comes from the ego personality self that says, wait a minute, I kind of have a handle on things. Let's not upset the apple cart.
Well, the pain that we know.
Well, the pain that we know, or the preferences that keep us asleep.
Right. In other words, it's that key of the familiar is something that feels safe.
It's favored.
Yeah. Well, it's favored familiarity. And really, Shri, it's important, I think, to chat about the fact that here we are. You know, guys, let's just take a moment backwards. We are in December. And when I talk about a moment backwards, I'm talking about just to the beginning of the month. Look where we are now. You know, we are right now in the middle of December. And as we are right now in the middle of December, and again, we're ending that week, the week that was the 10th to the 16th, and here we are now, December 17th, the third eye has been pulsating. How many of you have noticed lots of stuff that's challenging your mind or things that challenge the sixth and seventh chakras, even the fifth chakra? You know, lots of energy going on right now around this area.
Well, I know what I've been noticing are fluctuations in my visual acuity.
Yes.
You know, vision changes.
Dramatic vision changes, actually.
Yeah. And All of that is part and parcel to the sixth chakra. That, you know, the sixth chakra not only governs or contributes to clear sight, but it also contributes to a clearer form of discernment.
Yeah, yeah.
When the sixth chakra is balanced, meaning not influenced by outdated lenses, but is open to seeing the truth, then we begin to discern more easily who we are to be with, what we are to be doing, where we are to locate, all of those perennial questions that come with our path of self-ascension. Because so many people have written us and asked us from, you know, I feel like I need to move. I feel like I need to change my job, or this relationship isn't nourishing me. These are the types of external contexts which no longer conform to your highest expansion after you've been nourished by their lessons.
Right. Now, I have to jump in here, Sri. I mean, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. And I know that everybody out there is going, yeah, we hear you, Sri. We hear you, Sri. And this is why having your eyes wide open, this is why, guys, let's take a look. How have the first 17 days of December been for you, right? I mean, ask yourself, hey, what have I noticed during this retrograde moment, during the power of these three supermoons? Remember, we are now only 14 days, exactly 2 weeks to New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Right now, guys, we are 2 weeks away, and we are only 5 days away from this first portal energy where clarity is so important. This week, we will hit the solstice on Thursday the 21st. Friday the 22nd is kind of the energetic shift moment in this month, and we really, from the bottom of our hearts, if you have not yet gotten really clear, I mean really clear on how you want your 2018 to look, the energy you want to claim, the life you want to lead, the manifestations, the things that you want to call forward, please, 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 with all of our heart, make time this week, December 17th through the 22nd. Because as of the 23rd through the first week in January, we are hitting a second cycle, and it's like a pulsar wave, and it's going to have a very intense swell to it. And that swell is going to come in from around the late on the 30th all the way through around January 3. And then that swell will have kind of a ripple effect through the rest of that first week of January. So the time to be clear and to gift yourself with clarity, to open your eyes, is literally right now.
Now, how many of you, and I want you to get ready to raise your hands.
Okay, everybody's going, okay, I'm ready.
How many of you have at times in your life found it difficult to ask for what you want?
Oh, well, that's a great question.
Because
that's a great question. And I love how you phrase that as at times in your life. Because there might be times you're good at it, and there might be times you're not so good at it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And you know, there's times when we're kind of empowered, we're calm, we're at our best, and we're able to articulate that which we desire to manifest or need. And there are other times when other context, emotional lenses, or fear of judgment, or whatever's going on, inhibit our empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
And well, think about your so-called New Year's resolutions. Are you willing to stand naked before spirit, in a sense? I mean, to put aside all of the pretense and just stand there and say,
whip off the mask, the veil, and be really clear with what's there.
To release your need to control it. And
love it.
Just simply
love it.
Say,
love it, Sri.
This is what is true for me. This is what I require to continue forward with joy and service.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
And this is why we've been repeating throughout the month, take time, get clear, practice being in your commanding mode.
Now, in order to do that, we've been all month long, we've been sharing, and if you have not yet connected with our video for December, please, please, please go to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, and connect with the December video, because one of the things we talk about in there is the activation of star consciousness. And guys, when it comes to seeing through the veil and your eyes being wide open, you need to have, you know, the word, and forgive me for being so strong about this. However, we know it works. There is a blessing that comes your way if you use that muscle, if you exercise the muscle known as star consciousness.
Because everything in your life is a habit. Everything that you think and perceive is in essence, they're recycled thoughts, they're recycled beliefs. You know, there's very little that the egoic mind will, very little that's fresh mm-hmm. that the egoic mind lets in. Right. It does relax from time to time, and we do get that opportunity to freshen ourselves. and so it's because of the way this personality self functions, and because of the universal fact that anybody who has a job, who has a family, who's coping with life, also has an ego.
Absolutely.
You've got to have one.
And there's absolutely everything okay about that. You know, yes. The ego gets such a bad rap. It's not having an ego. It's about who's commanding the ego.
Exactly. The ego is a tool. It is not your identity.
And when you're able to grow up, so to speak, wake up and see it as a tool, it can become an amazing ally to help you really attain the divine blessing of your mission on this planet.
Absolutely. And so for each one of you, what we're wanting to emphasize today is that there is energetic support, evolutionary support for your own self-ascension, and it's escalating.
Yes.
It's happening. The question is, are you cooperating with the rising tide, or are you frightened by it or ignoring it?
Well, that is a great question, isn't it?
And they're all valid choices. No one's telling
That's
you
true.
What to choose.
Yep.
And we suspect, since you're listening in, you would like some encouragement and tips on how to maximize the benefit of this time.
And you know, we know, we just, guys, connecting with you, because you're bar none the most amazing community on the planet. Even if you're joining us for the very first time, thank you for trusting your heart and being here right now today, whether you're live or in the archives. This is a divine and very precious, sacred moment. And one of the keys is that when we come together, it becomes easier. We find a deeper sense of commitment to letting go of the fear, to letting go of the planetary thought body, oh my goodness, that tries so hard to trap us. And we find that we are not alone in our voyage to gather our spiritual tools. Now, guys, I need to share something really, I find it really fascinating, and I hope you do too. Because we're at this moment of seeing beyond the veil, okay? And this has started over the past few days. It's been building up all week, but we're really getting there. It's about using our third eye, opening that as the base of the Shiva eye, which is the igniting of the star consciousness, calling in that evasive breath, looking at everything as a whole. Well, Sri and I have been very excited that we have been busily preparing for all of our amazing, beloved visitors that are going to be here with us live December 31. And of course, we're preparing for all of you that will be with us energetically as well. And we have some beautiful people here putting in some plants for us and doing just amazing, miraculous things and building a new Shiva altar. And just so many things have happened. But here's what was so fascinating in this moment of the retrograde and in this moment of really releasing all restrictions. About 5 days ago, I moved one of the last boxes from our moving van. You know, our moving van had shown up and we had 300 boxes.
300 boxes were delivered, and OMG, that's work.
And you know what? We've actually got them all done, guys, believe it or not. Yeah. But I moved one, and underneath it was the biggest, largest black scorpion I've ever seen in my life. Now, I was not real good about this experience, guys. It was huge. It was freaking huge.
There was a volume in her response.
There was a volume in my response. And one of our beloved workers, Wilmer, who's a beautiful man from Peru that we are very blessed and honored, who works with us every day. I'm like, Wilmer. So Wilmer comes running and he sees this big giant scorpion. And guys, you know, we've lived in Guatemala. We've lived in Uruguay. We've been around scorpions, but I've never seen one this big. So Wilmer took care of the black scorpion. We both agreed, try not to kill it, but just get it out of my house. Okay. So that was, I told Sri about it, right? I told you about
that
a few days ago. And I said, hey, Sri, you know, we have this one. And we did. We have a door that's very old. You know, our home is 150 years old, and we've been busily remodeling as quickly as we can. And this one door that was kind of at the bottom of our list went up to the top of our list.
Well,
to
it
get
has
taken
a,
care
virtually
of.
A 2-inch crack underneath. So
yeah, and we've had lots of fun critters.
Big air
in.
Gap there. Yeah.
So we let it go, and I've really been kind of on scorpion alert. You know, once you have that kind of an encounter, like I look in my shoes before I put them on, I kind of look in the crevices, thought nothing about it until, guys, okay, just yesterday, what this beautiful man, who's from Sweden, actually, who has been here helping us with the land, comes up with this, it was like a piece of cardboard, wasn't it? But he had it on.
Yeah,
he comes
yeah.
up with a piece of cardboard, and Sri and I were working here in the office area, and he knocks on the door, And we opened the door and he said, you know, I've noticed you guys have a lot of energy going on around here and that you guys kind of really understand things at a deeper level. He said, and I thought maybe I should share this with you. And on the cardboard on his hand was another scorpion. Only this one, he said, I found this scorpion down at your entry gate at the beginning of the property.
Which is 100 yards away from the house.
Yeah, really far away. And he said, and it glows in the dark. It's an illuminated special type of scorpion that only exists here that actually glows in the dark. And at that moment, we, and the reason we're sharing the story with you is,
now this scorpion was dehydrated.
You know, yeah, it was not nowhere near as big as the one that had been in our house.
And it was not alive. It was just a beautiful, well-preserved
scorpion that happens to glow in the dark. and so, you know, my initial reaction, and this is the reason of the story, was my initial reaction was, no, I don't even want to look at it because I just saw this other scorpion. And as quickly as that went through me, I turned and looked at Sri and realized, no, wait a minute. I need to make peace with this scorpion. We need to see this scorpion.
Is the energetic gift?
Right, here? And this scorpion was literally found at the entrance to Tosa Blue Mountain Sanctuary. And check this out, guys. I actually happen to have a wood base with a glass dome that you keep like special objects in. And so our fluorescent scorpion is currently under glass in this dome, and I'm staring up here at an altar right here in my office.
Yeah, and it turns out, and of course, if this piques your interest, you can look online, that the scorpion brings many gifts.
Many, many, many gifts. And it was about recognizing, right? We're in the retrograde, recognizing, making peace with, really paying attention to, by taking off my own veil, because it came disguised as a scorpion, I was able to see more. And that's what this moment is about. What are the scorpions that are in front of you right now that maybe you want to run away from or maybe don't feel too good to look at that you're revisiting right now? And to pay attention to the fact that we are in a peak resolution moment. And this is why right now, between December 17 and December 22nd, going through that solstice, right, that moment on Thursday, gifting yourself, this is your New Year's week. This is the week you want to get clear. You want to focus. You want to open up, rip off the veil, and see the truth. As Sri mentioned, stand naked in your spiritual prowess, in your spiritual truth, and discover so much more.
And so, beloved ones, there's a lot to share as we discuss how to open your eyes and gather the wisdom and insights that are available to you
now. And to flourish through it, regardless of anything the illusion wants to throw your way. And we have so much to share around this. We have steps to share with you. You're going to want to have a paper and pencil. But you know, Sri, before we go to the phone lines, we had last week, and remember, guys, you can all write us. You can write us at guest@sriandkiraradio.com. And we have many that are in, but last week we shouted out to Alicia and said, Alicia, we've got your email. It was forwarded to us, but we held it for this week. And so we want to read Alicia's email right now before we go to the phone lines, because it really does tie in with this week's theme. We felt very much so.
Very nice. So this email comes in and it begins like this. Namaste, Sri and Kira. I have a question that I think is of much concern for your listeners, especially those of us living on the East and West coasts of the United States. With all of the turmoil, weather changes, fires, earthquakes, etc., taking place, are there places that we should consider relocating? I feel safe where I am currently living, but wonder if I'm being guided to move to another state. (Parentheses) I'm in Florida. Several friends of mine currently are living in California, and I'm also thinking the same. Do you have any insight to share? Many seem to be predicting loss of land in the U.S. due to flooding and massive earthquakes, especially in Florida and the lower southern states and California, upon the occurrence of a pole shift. How seriously should we take these warnings, or is this just another tactic to invite fear? Thank you, Sri and Kira, for all the blessings and your guidance. Alicia.
So, Alicia, thank you for sending in this question, because many, many people are asking it. Now, a lot of you may be saying, wow, you know, that question, I've got some kind of, you know, feelings around that question as well. But how does that tie in with seeing through the veil? Well, the answer is it ties in. It's all about that.
Absolutely. And there's many levels to this question. The key here is, as we relax into deeper trust of our own divine guidance, these kinds of questions begin to settle a little bit. And rather than using our brains to make decisions, we feel where we are to be.
You know, years ago, we had a beautiful installment come through that talked about the difference between prediction and revelation. And it was a very, very powerful archangelic installment, because basically what it said was that predictions were merely a mentioning of a coagulation of one level of a planetary thought body. So there are predictions that will play out for people that are at one level of the planetary thought body. There are predictions that will play out in another way for another one. And we've talked about the pyramid of spiritual awakening many, many times. And so the key is that, first and foremost, my beloved angels, pay attention to the predictions or the energy of the predictions that you are choosing to listen to and take in, because predictions do not become revealed truth until after they happen. And in order for them to happen, it takes a whole lot of beliefs being scoured into that. And I think, Alicia, that's what you were touching base on when you said, is this just another way to manipulate the thought body? Well, in many ways it is. You know, one of the things I always share with people about, for example, Nostradamus, is that Nostradamus sat down, and how do you mess with people in a kind of a no mess zone, right?
So
if we're in a free will zone and interference is supposed to not be as robust here, then how do you mess with people? You introduce a stream of consciousness, and then you let enough people organize around it to make it so. Now, I want you to really take that in. And if you're not sure what I said, go back to the archives and listen to this part again. So Nostradamus makes all of these predictions that then get repeated and entered into the planetary thought body that then many people are trying to corroborate, that then people are thinking about, people are fantasizing about, and before you know it, the self-fulfilling prophecy happens. Yes. Rather than coming and directly interfering, you get people to interfere with themselves. And this is where this type of question is so valuable, because this type of question means deep within your core, you do not trust your spiritual connection to guide you. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't going to be shifts and changes in the 3D. What I'm saying is that if you focus on your spiritual tenacity, if you focus on your spiritual connection, if you really trust that you are the divine having a human experience, then you start releasing these questions, because you recognize, you absolutely know without doubt that you will always be at the right place, at the right time, connected with the right people in the right moment, doing exactly what you need to be doing to contribute to the greater good of all.
You know, at a more elementary level, many people have changed their geographical location because they didn't enjoy the climate where they were. Maybe they wanted less snow, or maybe they wanted to experience the desert, or whatever it was.
Right, right.
It's a little bit, you know, if you relax around this a little bit and say, of course, you know, Gaia is changing.
Oh, yeah.
There are shifts happening, sea levels, etc. However,
all of that will come to pass.
It is happening. The question is, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's as we relax through our fears and preoccupations, and instead of being free from the risk, I would like to be free to create, free to manifest. And this is a fundamental discernment that ties into your New Year's resolutions. Are you running from something, or are you running to something?
And that's really it. You know, the reality is that all of these shifts have a fluidity to them. There is no hard, fast timeline, because we ourselves are not hard and fast. And this is why it is always a blessing when, you know, a lot of people write and say, well, sometimes the archangelic realm doesn't give us specific dates. Well, a specific date is an interference. Isn't it? You know, I just go back over and over again to Archangel Zadkiel's truly, I mean, I have so many that I love, but it's hard to pick one. But this is another one of my favorites, which is, if there is a sin, to use that word, because Archangel Zadkiel was very clear that sin was a word of this world. If there is but any sin, it is to interfere with the path of another, or to allow another to interfere with your path. And so when you doubt the truth of who you are, you begin to start believing what other people may tell you, even if in deep, deep down in your heart it doesn't feel right. You begin doing things that are not as productive. And so it's important to recognize that, you know, for example, Sri and I, and it's very closely, very soon going to be exactly 1 year. It was last year, New Year's Eve, that we were very clearly guided. We had to leave Terra Nostra. We didn't know how, we didn't know when, but we knew by this year we would not be there.
Right.
And look what happened.
And
that came from not questioning.
Yes, it came from knowing that there was a movement afoot, mm-hmm. without needing to control where or when.
Right, and we just allowed events. And then what was really fascinating was when we said, okay, we made our peace with that resolution, with that recognition, with that inspiration, it was interesting that a whole series of events really came together very, very quickly that affirmed that.
Right.
And took away any doubt we would have had, and then put everything in motion to where truly what we manifested this past year regarding the release of Terra Nostra and where we are at Tosa Blue Mountain is a bona fide miracle.
Absolutely, it is. And for those of you that have been close to our journey, you may have a smile on your face because there has been an incredible movement and manifestation.
And, you know, speaking of incredible movement and manifestation and miracles, we have all these amazing callers online. Why don't we invite some of them in?
Let's get started. We're going to go to line one, and we'll welcome Michelle from Canada.
First time to the show. Namaste, Michelle. Welcome.
Oh, welcome. Thank you so much for taking my call, guys. I'm just so happy to be through. I always make sure I comment on every video you guys make, and what you've done for my last year has been incredible. So thank you, and I know thank you from everybody else that listens to you.
Thanks for sharing.
Thank you, sweetheart.
So usually I have to listen to your show, your radio show, every week after the fact, because I always work on Sunday. After listening to last week's show, I realized that the only chance I was going to get to call in was if I was sick. So sure enough, I woke up this morning with my eyes shut closed, my left eye, and knew that this was my chance today to call in and get a mini soul reading from you today. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. And wow, I love how your soul and your spirit are calling you and saying, time for you. And I'm smiling as I share that with you, Michelle, because as I connect with you and with your beautiful energy, you carry a, the word they're giving me is crystalline radiance of joy, sunshine, and the knowing that all is well. It's like a... it's almost like a protective coat around you. Yet there's times when you forget to zip it up. And so the coat kind of flaps open. And when it does, it's not because you don't remember. It's not because you don't know. It's just because you've been putting your attention elsewhere, that these energies that would seek to take away that comfort show up. And what they're saying right now is that you are being called to really, I mean, I just love that you're the first caller on this day about seeing clearly. They're saying that there is time for you to not pretend that you don't see what's right in front of you, to take the action that brings wholeness to your life, and to zip up that coat knowing you're protected, and move boldly forward because the path has been cleared. And that's what they would like you to hear today, my angel.
That is so relevant to you, and it always is. You have no idea. I've physically felt the sensation of being wrapped in that coat all week. So you bringing it up is truly fantastic. I thank you so much, and I love you both so much. Thank you.
Oh, we love you, Angel. I'm so glad you got through. Many blessings.
Many blessings. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to stay in Canada. Let's go to line two, and we'll say hi to another Michelle from
this
British
one from
Columbia.
BC. Namaste. Welcome, Angel.
Well, hello. This was so confusing hearing that first Michelle, and I thought, oh my God, what's happening? Can you hear me?
Well, welcome.
Are you there?
We're here.
How can we serve you today,
okay.
Angel? Yeah.
All right. There's been an awful lot of confusion in me, really, in the recent months. And I felt like I've been losing my connection at time and flying high others. Probably one of the big places for me to go into right now is a relationship with my son that I would like to get some clarification on. I would love a mini soul reading. I am asking myself if I am at the right place at the right time, as you mentioned earlier. Am I running, and where? Can you give me some clarity, please?
Well, I am honored you're asking. So, Michelle, first and foremost, whew, I can barely breathe. I want you to bring a hand and Shri, I'm like, it's like right under my neck, right? It's like I'm like kind of, it's like I have my hand on the center of my chest with my thumb and my like forefinger kind of swooped
right
around.
Right at the bottom of the collarbone.
Almost like I'd be holding my neck. I want you to put your hand right there because, and then I want you to feel, if it's safe to close your eyes, I'd like you to do that. And I'd like you to bring breath into that area where your hand is and make sure it goes below that area. There is a hesitancy that's stopping your breath. It's like you're literally, when I connect with you, it's like you're constantly catching your breath. And you're constantly catching your breath because what these angels are saying and these guides, and you have a lot around you, is they're saying you're not taking time to look at what matters most, and that's you. And they're saying that it is with your hand like this and the breath with the eyes closed. Imagine yourself standing in front of a mirror that reflects your soul. And it's this beautiful, like a crystalline mirror, and it has all these other colors in it that they're showing me. It's kind of wavy, but yet you can see very clearly. And they're saying, as you see yourself gazing into the mirror of your soul, feel yourself loving yourself back and go deeper and deeper into this reflection and call in calmness, call in divine wisdom, call in yourself. And they're saying before you take any step and before you make any decision, come here into this sacred chamber, into where you will find this divine mirror that reflects your soul. And from this space, you will discover the answer. And they're saying that until you can really do that, everything is like got you spinning. And it's like you're making decisions and jumping around from here to there and doing this and that. And your mind can't stay focused. And they're saying all you need to do is be in the mirror of the soul, breathe it in, relax into it, and trust what you immediately hear. You are incredibly intuitive. You are incredibly awake, and you're really ready to shine through that. And so it is, my angel. I'm so honored to speak with you.
Thank you. Thank you so, so very much. I love you both.
Oh, we love you too, sweetheart. And thank you for being. Namaste. Well, you know, Shri, I am excited. Thank you. I'm excited because we have so many people on hold still. We have so much to share.
Absolutely.
And I think I need a cup of water before we go there. And you guys need to make sure you have some pens. We've got some steps, some things to share with you.
So let's take a deep breath.
Oh, that felt good. Yeah.
Let a smile come to your face. We're going to take a little station break, and then we'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back, beloved ones, and welcome to Releasing the Veil, Seeing Beyond, and Knowing the Blessing that you are. We are Sri and Kira. You're listening to the voice of Passionate Action.
And today we're discussing how to cooperate with the energy of this time and to accept the gifts of the third eye opening more fully.
Ooh, and remember, guys, here we are, December 17th. We've got the solstice coming up on Thursday. The 22nd is when we're going to crest into a new flow of energy. Now, just want to remind you, we've been talking about this and talking about this. If you are not yet on our newsletter list, get on it. Just go to SriandKiraRadio.com right there. Click on Get the Newsletter, or go to SriandKira.com. Click on Get the Newsletter, because we are going to be sending out after the 22nd, we are going to be sending out all the ways that you can really maximize the 31st, but we're going to be doing it in writing. It'll only come out through our newsletter list. So remember, we're in this waved motion, and 17 to 22 is going to culminate this first portion of December.
Absolutely. And we want to offer you some steps that will help enhance your capacity to trust and have clarity.
You know, because when the veil comes off, right, especially if you've been wearing the veil for a while, the light might seem a little bright, right? You know, if you've been in a room where the light's a little soft and you go outside, how many times do you immediately try to obscure the light? You know, the hand goes up, you don't even think about it. You're like, oh, that's so bright, you know? Well, that's what peeling off the veil feels like. You might be, and especially this week, you might find yourself in situations that are going, whoa, I had no idea that was coming in, or thought I resolved that a long time ago. This is a major healing week. Resolution, restoration, resurrection. Harness it, take advantage of it, and make sure you get clear through it before Friday night. I can't stress that enough. So yeah, how do we do that?
Well, what at the beginning of the show, I mentioned how our perceptions, our levels are so much habitual.
Yeah.
You know, that
yeah.
we are in the habit of looking at things certain ways. We're in the habit of keeping things comfortable, to the ego anyway.
Well, of course.
And until things get uncomfortable. And when they get uncomfortable enough, we make some changes.
Yes, we do.
So the number one step that you can put a smile on your face and wrap around is to give up all hope of a better past.
So if you really want to rip that veil off, okay, because remember, doubt is the great separator, and doubt comes with all of the should-haves, right, when we should-have all over ourselves. So if you're writing this down, step one is to finally, sincerely, and truly go deep within, get authentic, rip off that veil and look within yourself, and give up all hope of a better past.
There's nothing to prove. There's nothing to win. Just let it go.
And it's done. It's done. There is absolutely nothing that you can do except move forward. And so many, many beautiful, beautiful beings, especially beings on the journey, have had extraordinary experiences, either as children or young adults or during the waking up process. I am confident that there could be a huge room of experiences that we could all sit in and share, with each one of us going, wow, I had the same experience in the version that played out in my life. That's part of the divine awakening. That's why you're awake now. You're awake now because you did give up all hope of a better past, and because of step number two.
So step one is about trying to compensate for what was, and step two is releasing all expectations.
Now that all has to be capital letters with a lot of underlines.
All expectations.
Because just when you think you really have released all expectations, or you can say, you know, I really don't have any expectations,
they
will meet you in the eye. And it's about being awake and aware that, wow, here I thought I didn't have any expectations, and there they are staring me in the face, and being able to go, I get it. I see it. Thank you for showing me, so I honestly can harvest the gift of releasing all expectation.
And there's many ways that we can support ourselves to master these steps. I'm sure each of you has ways that work for you. It might include some forgiveness, some journaling, some willingness to just let it all go.
And we have three more steps. So number one, giving up all hope of a better past. Number two, releasing all expectations, especially when they're staring you in the face. And here's the most important thing, and then we're going to stop for a minute. Number three, but remember, guys, there's five total. Number three is simply this. opening to the universal stream of divine abundance with gratitude for all experiences. Now, again, that
underline
word all.
To be right? Grateful for all that's transpired.
Everything. And that, when you can do that, it means that you're kind of back to step number one. You really have given up all hope of a better past, right? You really have released all expectations, because what's happened is that you've said, I have opened up that wide angle lens. My soul is leading. My soul sees that every being, every situation, every experience was perfect because it brought me to where I am right now. And that's when the gratitude can come in. Each being will have their own experience of the actions that they have called forward in their lifetime. It is not our job for someone to have their quote day of reckoning if we perceive an injury, or for us to be the one to perpetrate the justice. It will come forward. What is our job, if we want to use that word, as an awakened being, is to live an awakened life and to model that for others so that more and more awake and together we can come together like we do during this radio show and make a difference.
Exactly. And so gratitude is often talked about. However, to really live in the authentic energy of gratitude, we're grateful for what has been and what has not happened.
Absolutely. And before we go on anymore, we are grateful for all these callers. So let's go ahead, Sri, and continue.
We're going to head to line four, and we'll say hi to Nada from Mount Shasta.
Oh, beloved Nada. Welcome, angel.
Oh, my favorites. I love you so much. I don't have favorites, but you two are really, you make such a cohesive group. And hello to all of my comrades in life. I look forward to sharing the time with all of you on Sunday. I would like a mini soul reading that touches all of us on a collective level. I would share my reading with all.
Well, we love, I bow before you. Even the whole time you're speaking, my hands are in prayer position. And what I need to share so quickly, and I suspect you're all already feeling it, and thank you for your kind generosity, is that if everyone was to put their hands in prayer position right now, and, you know, like the namaste position, and take the thumbs and kind of push them out a little bit so that you're touching the center of your chest. Let your head drop just a little bit. Whew, let the breath get luscious, spacious, open, and wonderful. And notice it's right at the hairline, right at the top of the hairline. There's a spiraling energy that's awakening at the front of the crown. And Nada, I felt it the minute you started speaking, before you even started saying a word, when you just started with your energy. And this spiraling energy is it, and the message that's coming in for everyone is that this is a moment of divine reconnection with the truth of your ascended presence. All you need do is humbly say yes, and all your dreams are ready to manifest. Come to us with this gift, and we shall return it 1,000-fold. And so it is. Thank you for this gift, Lady Nada. Many blessings.
Oh my. So wonderful for all of us. Thank you so very much. And don't forget, Jupiter has about 10 and a half months in Scorpio. So that's one of the largest kind. And I say that your glowing Scorpio portends great things for both of you. So God bless you and all of you.
And God bless you, my angel. Always a joy and
many
an honor.
Many blessings.
Many,
indeed.
Many blessings. Oh, Sri, everybody just brings tears to my eyes. What a beautiful community.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's say hello to some more folks.
Let's do that.
We're going to run to line three, and we'll say hello to Lisa from Colorado.
Hi, Lisa. Namaste. I hope it's not too cold there.
Namaste. Thank you so much for taking my call. No, actually, we're having a heat wave and no snow up here in 8,000 feet. So I'm enjoying it. It feels good, but I'm sure it's not the norm. I'm so grateful to be on this call with everybody, and thank you for that activation that you just brought to us. That just felt so needed. Your cards of clarity are so beautiful and amazing, and I'm just so grateful to have them. This month has definitely been interesting, like going through Christmas past. It feels like I have been led through every experience over the last few years to get whatever messages I've needed to heal and see through that veil. So I would love a mini soul reading.
Well, Lisa, first and foremost, thank you for bringing the cards of clarity into your life. I agree with you. I think they're crazy amazing. And thank you. Thank you for bringing that gift into your life, because that's such a sign of saying, I trust me. You know, I trust my divine intuition and my divine nature. Now, I have to share with you that as you were talking about your experience of this month, I couldn't stop smiling. There was just like this Cheshire cat grin of, and like clapping of the hands and angel wings flapping. And it's just like celebration, celebration, celebration. Everything around you is saying, are you ready to celebrate? Are you ready to just lay down the armor, lay down everything else and say, you know what? I deserve. And that's what they want you to hear, that it's your time to just stand, be heard, be seen, and to claim without doubt, I deserve, and to really see the doors opening, because they're actually already open. It's just about you. It's like they're saying, turn around and see what's right before you now. And so thank you for this honor and this gift of being with you in this moment. We love you so much, honey.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful.
As are we. Namaste.
Many blessings.
Woo! Wow. Well, okay, so we've got 5 steps on keeping your eyes open and how this works and ways that you can anchor it. We've got jammed phone lines. Why don't we go to step 4?
Absolutely. So here we go. Just a quick rundown. Step 1 was giving up all hope of a better past. Step 2, releasing all expectations.
Capital A.
Step 3, opening to the universal stream of abundance.
With gratitude
for all experiences.
There's that all again.
Now, with those as your foundation, step 4 is be willing to receive.
Yeah, now, and guys, you got to be honest with yourself on this one, because being willing to receive does not just mean you're going to get a big bank account, okay? Receiving means that you might receive an energetic experience or a lesson that's coming your way to help you move forward. When we are open to receive, it means that we do not judge or limit what comes forward and how it is received.
So the fundamental energy there is about willingness.
Absolutely.
I'm willing to see what I haven't before recognized.
Eyes wide open.
I'm willing to know what's true and necessary for my path. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to receive this guidance.
Love it.
See how it all plays together? Let's go to step 5.
Well, let's take a caller first.
Okay.
All right. So we got you on those first 4. And remember, this is all about, we can't stress it enough, guys. December 17 through December 22, get clear. Get your eyes wide open. What is your 2018 going to look like? What is your 2018 through 2022 going to look like? And to allow yourself that gift of clarity to prepare for the wave that we'll be talking about during next week's show. So let's move right back up there, Sri. And
we're heading to line 5.
There we are.
And we're going to say hello to Mary from North Carolina.
Angel Mary, namaste, my love.
Hello. Oh, my gosh. I love you guys so much.
Oh we love you.
Yes. This radio show has been amazing. Like, I don't really even have any questions, because so much of it has already been kind of answered from the previous callers, you know, from our community. And then with these steps, like, this is amazing and exactly what I know I need and everyone else right now at this moment. A lot has been coming. I do want to get a mini soul reading if possible. There's been a lot of soul memories and things coming forward, a lot of shift afoot, you know, rearranging of my life and trying to stay focused on harnessing the gifts and the wisdom of all that has come forward and kind of forgiving myself and others without being attached to, like you said, the past, you know, this life and others. And so I love the way you guys shared at the beginning about just really getting naked and vulnerable with God and just standing there and be like, look, here I am. Drop the facade, as we said last time. So here I am, just, you know, really coming to, you know, with the truth of my authentic presence, and just any guidance would be, oh my gosh, loved so much right now and greatly appreciated. Mm-hmm. I love you guys.
Well, and we love you too, Mary. And just first and foremost, please just feel my arms around you, holding you with love and appreciation for who you are and what you do. And that's really what the message is today. The message is that you're still hiding, and that as much as you would here's what they're saying. I'm just asking them to give. They're speaking in five languages, Mary. I mean, it's like, come on. So I'm like, guys, slow down. So what they're saying to me is that for as much as you have done, you have yet to touch the surface of who you really are. And that they're saying it is time for you to lay down the shadow that is cast on your power and to see yourself clearly in the light, to adjust to that light, to thrive in that light, and to boldly move forward knowing the truth of this. And they're saying, it's funny, it's like they're asking a question saying, in what world would you not succeed when you are as masterful as you are? It is time for you to now bring that to fruition. And they keep chanting 2018, 2018, and I keep hearing June, June, June. You're doing something in June you haven't done before, and it's going to be different, and it's going to be life altering, and it's going to open up your personal wave. And then I see you like on the other side, and you're in 2023 already. So huge momentum ahead for my angel. It's your time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I mean, tears are just like streaming. And then thank you. Thank you to all of our God. Thank you to the Most High, the benevolent ones, all of them, because I'm not crazy.
You are not. No, you are far from crazy, my love. And so it is.
So it is. Thank you, guys. I love Namaste. You so much. Namaste.
We love you, too. You know, Sri, I just, as Mary was sharing, and with all of our callers, it just reminded me of how everyone's questions, everyone's answers really come forward. And I was tickled that last week, you guys, you know, who listen all the time, and those of you that are regular listeners, you know that sometimes we call on somebody and for whatever reason, they just got disconnected, or they just got, they were hung up on, or for whatever reason. And we got a great email from someone that happened to last week. So if you guys were with us last week, you might've heard us call for Jillian. I think it was on line 4, and she had just gone, and we got this great email I think we should share with everyone.
So yeah, we had called on Jillian, she wasn't there. And so this email came in. It says, please tell Kira that I had to go, but I listened to the show recording later, and the reading that Eva got felt like it was for me.
Now, Eva was the caller we took because Jillian wasn't there.
So I just love the magic of the show and the self-ascension community. I'm so grateful for your love and support. Namaste.
Well, beautiful, Jillian. Thank you for sharing that for all of us, because, you know, every week we get at least one or two emails with people saying, oh my gosh, I couldn't get through on the lines, and they'll use one of your names. So for all of you who do get through, may you celebrate and remember what an incredibly powerful gift that is. And,
yes.
You know, we have one more step to share, and we're running out of time. Let's grab one more caller.
We have a first-time caller on line 1, and we're going to
line 1.
And we're going to say hi to Treva.
From Las Vegas, Nevada. Namaste, angel. Welcome.
Namaste, namaste. I'm so excited.
So are we.
It's like almost all the questions that were asked and answered were part of this. I'm on a journey. I know I am. Forgiveness is probably one of my hardest things. I am really into the healing aspect, and I really admire Edgar Cayce. And I'm trying to go into that direction and study more underneath him. And I just wanted to make sure that was the right direction.
Well, thank you, my love, for calling in. Thank you for getting on the phone. And I'm going to give you just the really synopsis here, because we want to give the last step on keeping our eyes wide open. But for you, here's what you need to hear. This is a stepping stone. Yeah, they're saying study until you are ready for more. And when you are ready for more, the door will open. Pay attention to what is presenting in your life, watch the serendipity and the connections. It's like I'm seeing you connecting, and it's like this is just the beginning, and it's an amazing journey, and it's going to get even more beautiful. And part of that is the affirmation of even getting through today. And so I love connecting with you. Trust yourself, love yourself, and go jump into the divine stream of incredible insight, and may it nourish you. Many blessings, Angel.
Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
All right. Well, today, as we're celebrating, our eyes are opening ever wider.
And remember, 17 to the 22nd, we're getting clear. We're putting those resolutions together. We're getting ready for that next part of the month. Make sure you're with us next week.
And so the steps that we wish to share with you, to invite you to embrace, as we give up all hope of a better past and release all expectations and open to gratitude for all experiences, cultivating the energy of willingness to receive.
Brings us to step number 5. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Drum roll.
From that place, we command the light.
Because you are the master. Commanding the light is your birthright, and you can only command the light when you see it within yourself, when you trust it within yourself, when the doubt is released, when the gift of you as a spiritual being of incredible divine presence is experiencing this life right now.
And so, beloved ones, as you breathe deeply, as you work with your own spiritual process, your own self-ascension process, the truth of what we've shared will bring a smile to your face, and that you will embrace your mastery in the appropriate way for you.
Your eyes are wide open. Your star consciousness is calling. Have a magnificent journey.
And beloveds, until we have the joy of being with you live again next week, may you breathe deeply, trust, and know that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.